Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. We've got Metallica tickets to give away a little bit later this hour. Stay tuned for that. Also, tickets to go see Old Glory Rugby. Four pack of tickets, but right now we open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. Entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax, ask for Miriam, she's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website at bmwfairfax.com. When you get over there, make sure you mention your boy, EB. They will treat you like a rock star, I promise. All right, a lot going on. This is just kind of funny to me. David Geffen, Cakes, he's 82 years old, all right?
Yep.
He's a billionaire.
He's a mogul.
I think he's most known for like his work in the music industry, right?
Geffen Records, a huge force like in the 80s, probably into the 90s.
He co-founded Asylum Records in 1971. Then he founded Geffen Records in 1980. He co-founded DreamWorks Records in 1996. They say he's been retired for the last 15 years, but he's keeping busy. He has been married to a go-go dancer husband.
Okay.
50 years younger, I believe.
50 years younger. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
Donovan Michaels was his husband, okay?
Okay.
They had this relationship, married.
Sounds like a stage name, right?
Yeah. Got married in 2023, didn't sign a prenup, they're getting divorced. Does that mean that Donovan Michaels, all right, who married the guy for 2 years, they probably just had sex all the time, got tired of each other.
Okay.
Probably not. He's 84.
He's 82, I think.
Okay. I thought I saw 84. But
you think he's
right.
Not horny? I mean, that's,
I don't know.
100% horny.
I mean, all the time in your 80s?
I mean, why else do you marry a 32-year-old?
True love.
Does he get $4.5 billion of David Geffen?
I have no idea.
How does that work? They have no prenup.
If you don't sign a prenup, like, I would guess.
Now, do you only get what you've made in those 2 years you've been married?
Depends on your state.
Let's assume it's California.
Then he might be screwed, but maybe he doesn't care. You always talk about how close you are to the grave. That guy's close to the grave.
Yeah, he is.
I saw a picture, too. He didn't look great.
Wow, his net worth's around $8.7 billion.
That's what I say. The guy could get like $4.5 billion. Now, they're saying in California law, the dividends from stocks remain separate. So maybe he wouldn't get any aspect of that.
He's going to get a lot of money.
He's going to get a lot of money.
I would think.
He went from being a no-name go-go dancer to he's going to be multi-millionaire.
But imagine how horrible that marriage must be that Geffen wants out. He's like, I just don't want to deal with you. I'm divorcing you. You can take my $4 billion.
True.
Irreconcilable differences.
Right.
Yeah, that old bit.
Yeah, David Armstrong, a.k.a. Donovan Michaels. Yeah, so his real name is David Armstrong. Some jack dude.
That almost seems like a fake name.
David Armstrong?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's like a picture of him like walking around like New York City with the no shirt on in the backpack. I mean,
why would you change your name if you're jacked and your real name's Armstrong? It's perfect.
It's a great name.
He definitely has strong arms. So speaking of older guys, Tom Cruise is doing a lot of...
That's disrespect to Tom Cruise because he's not that old. Well, he's not 60, David Geffen old.
He's 62. But here's the point. Yeah. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
He says he wants to make films into his hundreds.
Hundreds. Well, he's getting it. I'm way ahead of himself.
He had always said that he wanted to do films into his 80s, and he had been inspired by guys like Harrison Ford.
If I were him, I would tell him to look at Clint Eastwood, what he looks like in his 90s.
Yeah, but Clint Eastwood's still working.
Yeah, he's inspired. I know, but
he looks like this.
I know, but he doesn't look like that.
You act like the mule wasn't good?
The mule was very good.
Okay.
I'm just saying Clint Eastwood in his 90s doesn't look great.
All right, but do you think Clint Eastwood...
He said making movies.
Do you think Clint Eastwood was working out the way Tom Cruise is?
Probably not.
Tom Cruise is crazy. They say he's got a variety of different types of exercise.
Pickleball?
He has three days of weight training.
Okay.
He does several cardio sessions during the week. And then he throws in adventure activities like hiking, rock climbing. This one throws me fencing.
Fencing.
They say he lifts weights to build strength, keep his muscles strong, avoid injuries. He does cardio exercises that go beyond running on a treadmill. He mountain bikes to keep his heart health and to burn fat. He does outdoor activities like fencing and rock climbing. He's even into sea kayaking. Whatever the hell that is.
Has our boy Tom Healy ever met him? Isn't there some sort of connection?
Tom is good friends with his brother.
Maypother.
Like stepbrother. Yeah, Maypother.
The Maypothers.
Have they ever crossed paths? Some sort of family wedding?
Not with Tom.
That was his greatest move ever, was switching his name from Maypother to Cruise.
Yeah.
You think he's keto sick?
is he keto flu? He
could be, because here's the thing.
Did you read the bottom of this? Of bread?
He could be. They say he has been linked to a diet that consists of just 1,200 calories a day.
Oh, he's starving himself.
With a noticeable absence of carbohydrates.
No horrible gummy bears for Tom Cruise?
He eats just grilled foods, they say. And here's the problem. Carbs convert into glucose in the body, which harms muscle and skin tissue and contributes to aging. That's why we're aging, Cakes. Too much sugar.
We're also aging because of the clock.
Yeah, the 420 wake-up call. Way worse than the sugar.
So this doctor,
I meant the clock. We were born in 1970. Yeah.
This doctor says you should opt for fermentable carbs, like, and I don't know what that is.
What's a fermentable carb?
I don't know. What's a legume?
Like a peanut.
That's like a carb.
But legumes are like peanuts and I guess cashews.
All right, so
is it legume or legume? I don't even know. Legume,
I legume.
Think.
Did Kevin interview Tom on this recent? I saw on Instagram.
He always is interviewing.
Kevin appeared to be on the red carpet somewhere. I assumed it was for Mission Impossible, but I didn't see him with Cruise this time. I know he has in the past and had a really good conversation with Cruise.
Yeah, I think he's interviewed him several times.
I have a list of 10 best legumes to eat.
All right.
Chickpeas, kidney beans, black beans.
Slow down. I like all those, by the way.
Okay.
Go. First one, chickpeas. Kidney beans, sure.
Black beans.
Sure.
They're black.
Yeah.
These I could do without.
Right.
Lentils.
I've had lentils.
You ever had lentil soup?
Don't they serve lentils at Cava? Don't they sometimes say you can
probably
put the lentils on your thing at the beginning?
I don't really need lentils.
Lentil soup is like the nubs. 16 seed.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Peas.
Love peas.
I don't know what this is. Adzuki beans.
No, don't know.
Peanuts.
Like peanuts.
Navy beans. Alfalfa sprouts.
Like alfalfa sprouts.
And you like legumes.
I can't remember the last time I had alfalfa sprouts.
You're a big legumer. And a gooner.
I think I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna.
You're going to up your legume intake.
I'm going to up my legume. I'm going to get some more chickpeas. As I always thought those weren't that good for you.
But isn't that what hummus is made of? Primarily is chickpeas, right?
Yeah.
Love hummus.
Yeah, but chickpeas are definitely not. Hummus is definitely not keto friendly.
I don't
but
care.
But that's okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Because it's got chickpeas in it.
I know.
Yeah. I take my pita bread.
But I think I'm going to get back on hummus.
Take my pita bread loaded with carbs and put it in the hummus.
What do you dip in the hummus, though, if you can't have just some carrots?
Celery,
a processed cracker.
Cucumbers.
It's a lot of effort with all this cutting of vegetables and stuff.
Cutting of vegetables.
That's
hard.
The one thing about just eating like terrible food. It's prepped for you perfectly. You just
get
your crackers.
Processed foods.
You just get your chips. Yeah. They're already cut for you.
You can get baby carrots already ready to go.
That's true. Carrots not keto friendly either. But I don't care about keto cakes because I'm getting the keto flu.
Cakes. You know why Cruz is silly? He showed up to the sneak preview in New York City this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know how that like they do them here for listeners and stuff.
Sure.
So he showed up. By himself, maybe with like one bodyguard or whatever.
Right.
And he talked to the popcorn staff and people, the staff there, for 15 minutes by himself. Not just hello.
Right.
Sat there and talked to him alone for 15 minutes.
Just to thank him for serving popcorn?
No, not thanking them. Talking to them about his life, his movies, their lives,
there's
whatever.
Nobody on the planet works harder to sell his movie than Tom Cruise.
No, I agree with that.
That
I think he's
grinds.
The greatest movie star of all time.
He just gets it.
He's the greatest action star ever.
Yeah.
No, he may be not close.
Now, behind closed doors, he may be a complete weirdo and psychopath, but his public face that he puts forward when he's out in public and interacting with people, he's an A++.
So I saw him in one of these interviews where he, I don't know, he was on a freaking aircraft carrier or wherever the hell he was doing his interview, and they were talking about all the stunts he does.
Yeah.
By the way, the staff, they showed some clips, you know, when he did the most recent one where he goes up the big, long bridge and then jumps off the motorcycle.
Yeah, the parachute.
Like, they have to do that so many times. Mm-hmm. The staff on several of the times, they actually thought he dies.
Right.
You know, like, I think we just lost Tom.
Right.
Like, literally, they're terrified.
Mm-hmm.
They say every time they work with Tom, they go through this anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, they think that he's going to kill himself.
So did Drab and Valdez. Like, those junks, man, they're risk takers. I don't know if they're going to make it to the next show.
But I saw him. He was like giving advice to the interviewer, and they were asking like, how do you do this?
Yeah,
you're at this age, and how do you keep pushing yourself? And he was freaking inspired. I was getting inspired watching. He goes, I just do. I write down my list of things I want to do, and then instead of just being like, why I can't do it, or I write down what it takes to do what I want to do,
right.
And I just start doing it.
You just manifest.
Start doing it.
Looks like Kevin did interview him on the red carpet. Again.
Within the last week or two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He posted it 2 days ago because I'm looking. I think I saw it, but I didn't know if it was new or old. But it's definitely new because he has older pictures. And you can see that's when Kevin was geekier.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, truthfully, Kevin's kind of found his own.
That's old.
No, that one's old. But this one's not old. This is from a couple days ago, I believe.
No, look at this. It says Dead Reckoning in the back. That's the old film.
Glance.
So I was duped.
Photos from Mission Impossible and Top Gun Maverick.
It said 2 days on underneath. So okay,
he posted 2 days ago an old photo of him and Tom Cruise.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's in the news again, Cakes. You know, you could still get her candle if you want.
I can go to Goop and
you
buy
go
her
to
candle.
Goop,
it smells like her.
Smells like her silly. They also did you know they did a follow up candle?
No.
Hands off my vagina.
That's their, the name of the candle?
That's their spinoff candle.
Let me guess the list price. $75.
I don't know what it is.
All right, now I have to go to goop.com, something I never thought I'd do.
But she basically says the people and critics of it that didn't like it, F off. She doesn't care.
Mm.
She was doing that to be proud of your body or something. Maybe she says some things we're supposed to be ashamed about. And she thinks critics could go F themselves and that her kids don't have a problem with her selling a candle that smells like her vagina. Nobody cares. Everyone loves it.
I nailed it. $75 for that candle.
One? Did you order one? Did we get it delivered?
We had a listener send us the candle and we gave it to AWA because he doesn't know what it's.
It's a good bit.
He's never been around it.
It's a great bit.
Did we ever light it in here? I can't remember.
I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah, you gotta get
did
the
we
full
sniff
scent.
It? Yeah. Did we sniff it? What did we think?
I don't think we agreed that it smelled like that.
Oh, you did. We agreed it smelled like just like a normal candle.
I don't know. Something weird.
Yeah.
Hey, will you give some Alan Jackson some love before the EP ends?
All right, Alan Jackson's going to retire after 30 years of touring. Here's the problem. I have no file on Alan Jackson other than he's famous.
Oh, come on.
Famous country singer. I don't know his most famous song.
Well, yeah, you've sang it probably 1,000 times.
This is
not this one. The other one.
Which one is this one?
This is Chattahoochee.
See, we grew up similarly. I didn't know who Alan Jackson was.
Well, I know he's a country star, but I don't know his songs.
I know who he is, but I don't know his catalog. Like, what's his most famous song?
Well, his most famous song is 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
Well, that's a very famous song.
Play that one.
Come on. I mean,
no, I've heard it, but it's not something that I play all the time. I think I've literally never played it on my Spotify.
Drab's upset because Jimmy Buffett gets all the love for this song, and Alan Jackson doesn't get his flowers.
So hold on. I didn't even know there was a thing. So,
I thought it was a Buffett song.
Jimmy Buffett stole Alan Jackson's song?
Jimmy Buffett comes in at the end, and Jimmy Buffett gets all the credit because this is a tropical type song, but this is Alan Jackson carrying the song.
Right. But he gets no love.
Yeah. I love Jimmy Buffett.
You love him?
Love.
Love? You're a parrot head?
Loved.
Yeah. I mean, this is a banger.
I'll be honest with you.
No doubt.
I've probably heard this 10 times in my life, max.
Banger.
I mean, come on. Max. Come on. Where would I hear
everywhere.
It?
Everywhere. Every time you've had a sip of alcohol
Ocean
in your life,
City.
This song is playing. Yeah. If you were
not
around
true.
Friends.
I do a lot of home drinking.
Well, you got a problem.
But I don't play it at home.
I bet you they play this at the Foxy Gator, too.
He plays a lot of classic rock.
Yeah, we play
rock.
Alan Jackson.
He plays a lot of classic rock, so I bet he plays it.
Alan Jackson. I got the name wrong for a second. I thought this is Jim Buffett. It's Alan Jackson.
And then you'll have to hit me to this, Valdez, because I'm not aware of, and I think the guy has like DC ties. The guy the outdoor guy that had a YouTube channel that he had 12 million subscribers to, Cakes.
That seems like a lot.
In 18 months, he got over 2.8 billion views.
He's rich.
He used to be a lawyer in DC. Then he moved his family to Alaska, and I guess he started documenting his nature adventures, and now he's calling it quits.
He gets zero Ben's Chili Bowl in Alaska. I know
Do you have a file on this guy, Valdez? Have you been following this guy on YouTube?
I don't follow him, but I can't believe he's just calling it quits. It's like a cash register that he's just
maybe he's just made
it.
Enough.
What's this person's name? I mean, I've never heard of this guy.
Luke Nichols.
Luke Nichols?
Luke Nichols. He's been living in Alaska. I guess he's been documenting all of his adventures, and I don't know. He said
the attention got, quote, a bit overwhelming.
It's just too much.
For him.
So he's punting.
Punting.
You know what? A lot of YouTube people, I feel like, once they get to a certain level of fame, they do punt. They become almost too famous.
I've never heard of this person because he's never been at the 2009 World Series of Poker main event final table. I've been watching.
Are you been watching 2009 over and over and over again?
I just skip around. Whatever YouTube algorithm serves me up, I'll just watch it like a lemming. And my wife is like, haven't you seen this before? And I say, yes, I've seen this happen 10 times, but I need to watch it for the 11th or 12th time. It might be a problem.
By the way, have you guys seen this? Netflix, you know, they're terrible. They don't have much that I'm interested in, but I'm interested in this one, the documentary on the Liver King. They just released
Not
it.
Interested in him
you
one
guys
bit.
Watched it?
Haven't
no,
watched it. I know you watched
the Gil Arenas thing.
My friend's watched it. He says it's awesome.
Really? The Liver King?
Yeah, he says he frustrates you, but it's a good doc.
I will tell you what I find awesome, and for us in... You know, at our age, I think nostalgia would hit it. Bill Simmons did one on Max called Celtic City. It's awesome. It's nine episodes. It's called Celtic City.
No, but it's on what?
Max.
On Max.
Now HBO Max.
Oh, it's just about the Celtics dynasty or something?
Yeah. I skipped the old school stuff, but once it got to like the Larry Bird years and drafted Len Bias, I found it awesome.
Right.
And took it throughout. So I ended up watching like four or five episodes.
On HBO Max.
Yes.
Still currently Max, I believe.
Yeah. All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained you.
You did
buddy.
Entertain us.
Did my job.
Coming up next, should the Wizards be eyeing a new prospect? Remember.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Metallica tickets to give away and tickets to go see Old Glory DC. Stay tuned for your chance to win those shortly. Last week, we were all disappointed when the Wizards didn't get the top pick in the draft, didn't get the second pick in the draft, even though they had the worst record.
Yeah.
They got the sixth pick in the draft. So
the worst spot they could possibly get.
Yeah.
Sixth pick.
So all of a sudden, people are looking at different prospects. It's not about Cooper Flagg. He's going to be long gone.
Nope.
It's about guys like Igor Demin. Jonathan Givney calls him the biggest name, or Jonathan Givney, who we've had on the draft to talk draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a draft expert.
He's a Russian guy?
19 years old, Russian. I saw him play in at least one of the most recent NCAA tournament games. And look, I'm not a BYU basketball mark by any means, but from watching the game for 5 to 7 minutes, he jumped off the screen.
All right.
Like he's tantalizing.
Okay, here's what gets me nervous.
I'm intrigued by him.
So Jonathan Givney is one of the biggest names when it comes to, rating draft prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Has several comps for Igor Demin.
Okay, let me hear these comps.
So just to fill you in, by the way, Demin is 19, Russian. He did play for Real Madrid, like the Real Madrid Academy.
Mm-hmm. I like
which
that.
Which was the Luka Doncic path.
Yep.
Then he played 1 year at BYU. He's 19 years old. He only shot 41% from the field, 27% from threes, 69% on free throws. But he seems to be rising in the draft. Comp number one. He's got four comps.
Okay.
Shocker, three of them are with whites.
Okay.
All right.
Because generally you compare white guys to other white guys.
It's an age-old tradition,
yes.
JP.
All
it's
right.
not mess with tradition.
Who cares what color they are? Who are the comps?
You know him.
Don't say Jan Vesely.
with the team.
I'll jump out the window.
Stick with the team.
Stick with the Wizards. Comp to the Wizards.
Kispert.
Gotta be a white guy.
Corey Kispert.
No. Googs.
Denny Avdija.
I'll take that. Denny's pretty good.
He's become better.
He's solid. He's not a superstar, but he's a solid NBA player.
The other comps he throws in here, Josh Giddey, nice player.
All right.
Point guard.
Who else?
Anthony Black. There's your outlier because he's not white.
I think he's maybe a second-year player.
Yeah.
Anthony Black, okay.
And then Luka.
Oh, that has to get you excited.
How tall is Luka?
6'7".
That's all? He just looks so big. Just because he's such a big fatty.
He needs to go on your keto flu diet.
Yeah, he needs to get the keto flu.
He needs some of that.
Trust me, it sucks.
I'm kind of psyched for Igor. I
like him.
I'm watching him hit 16 threes in a row right here.
Yeah, in 30 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Before the season, he was on top five on a lot of mock drafts.
Yeah.
And then he was hurt, and then he didn't shoot as well as people were hoping. But it seems like at the combine, he's been shooting lights out.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you hope for when you're the Wizards. The same thing with Koulibaly.
you take the guy with all these raw tools,
yeah,
and you fine tune him, and he becomes a superstar.
Right.
Hey, he compared himself to Luka. Now, maybe that's because they both played for Real Madrid, and he said,
I mean, he's got pretty good handle for a 6'9
guy. He's a big guard. He considers himself a big guard.
Like, he's taking dudes off the dribble at the top of the key. Like, he's an adept passer. Now, does he need to work on his three ball a bit? Sure. But that can come in time. You know what, Drab? I like your let's groom these guys and not expect them to be instant superstars approach. You and I should be in part of a personnel team together.
All right, so he averaged 10 points, about 4 rebounds, 5.5 assists. He only shot 27% for threes, but that's not horrific.
Yeah, but I don't love 41% shooting from the field overall.
Well, that just means he probably didn't take any bunnies. You know what I mean? He's probably taking a lot of threes, a lot of longer shots. Right? He's probably not getting a lot of easy buckets.
Hey, you got to reach.
Only 69% from the free throw line.
Yeah, I gave you the numbers.
He can work. You know what? He can get better at that. He's still, again, he's a kid. He's 19 years old.
Yeah.
It's a fresh-faced kid.
I like 6'9 pass-first point forwards.
Yeah.
We can always be a role for them.
Yeah, hold on. I'm watching him now.
And look, a 70% free throw percentage isn't ideal. But guess who's shot right around 70% his entire career from the free throw line? LeBron James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can live with it.
Right. Oh, yes.
It's not great, but it's not going to kill you. It's not like somebody's shooting 50% from the free throw line.
Where are they projecting him now?
Wait, who?
He's moving up.
Demon.
I saw him in 7.
Oh, he's got a good nickname, Demon. So I'm sure it's Demon.
Demon.
We'll call him the Demon. Oh, I love
it. Igor Demon.
It's even better.
Demon. Yeah, you know what he looks like? Just very fundamentally sound.
So NBADraft.net has him 8 right now.
He does.
That's code for slow.
No,
but my thing is, if the number one...
he looks athletic.
He's European.
He just looks very fundamental.
He's got the fundamentals down.
He may get better.
If
the number one comp from Givney is Denny Avdija, it just doesn't excite me because we've had Denny Avdija. And I like Denny, and then they ended up trading him.
I think
like you're just replacing him.
I think he could be better than Denny. Maybe he's a better shooter than Denny.
Maybe Will Dawkins looks at him and says,
I think he's a better shooter.
Yeah, he has a higher ceiling.
I don't know if that'll prove that.
Watch the highlights.
Highlights, of course, numbers.
It's like everything looks perfect in rhythm. Okay. Everything just looks perfect.
I mean, I think that the Wizards bailed on Denny too soon.
You're probably right. I don't disagree.
This is making me bitter.
Why?
Because Derek Queen is a knock against Derek Queen if he's deliberate, maybe a little slow, fundamentally sound. But if it's a European whitey, he's silly. He's the next Luka, not Seist.
Well, you're sticking up for the hometown.
Yeah, I'm waving the Derek Queen banner.
Mm.
This guy can get up and down the court.
Yeah, this Derek Queen's way more athletic than Queen.
All the time.
Derek Queen just looks like another slow big man.
Yeah.
Like a dime a dozen at that level.
It's okay if it's Igor. It's not okay if it's Derek Queen.
Why? Igor's not slow.
Yeah, but Derek Queen's not, like, I think that they project guys like Igor, I mean, Drab, I think, used the term point forward, as potential ball handlers to bring the ball
He's
up the totally court.
He's totally a ball handler.
And Derek Queen isn't that type of player.
No, Derek Queen is just a big slow guy. He's probably playing an outdated style of basketball.
Derek Queen brought the ball up all the time for Maryland.
He's got good handle, especially for a guy who's 6'9 and a half, 6'10.
He's not going to be bringing the ball up at the NBA level. I don't think. Maybe
but he can in a pinch, but probably it won't be his primary role. But if he has to, he can.
Yeah, okay.
I'm intrigued. I just don't love the comps. I mean, I like the Luka comp, but that seems like a reach.
You know what? Here's what I love.
Too skinny
I
to
love,
compare him to Luka.
Drabby, listen to me here.
Luka used to be skinny.
I love Demon at 6, and then Queen stock falls, and we get Queen as well at 18.
Why not
both? What do you think about that, Valdez?
I'm watching the highlights now. I like that
he... Come on! It's first round pick!
I mean, the highlights, it's always hard with highlights, though. I mean, we like Jan Vesely highlights.
Look, highlights are tough because I was watching a little bit of Demon just now, and he's playing against a team named Queens. I don't know. Where's that team from?
Yeah, well, I'm watching him play Kansas right now, Cakes.
Okay. And he was playing, I think, who did BYU play in the tournament? They got smoked by Alabama, but they beat, I think, Wisconsin in the tournament. I'm telling you, he jumped out to old basketball flakes during the tournament. I was like, ooh, look at this guy.
I don't think
who's this guy?
I don't think Patrick Queen's anywhere near the athlete this kid is.
I mean, Derrick Queen.
Derrick Queen. I don't think he's anywhere near the athlete this kid is.
The Wizards were front row watching him at the combine. He was asked how he could fit on a fast Wizards team because he said over and over again that he loves to play fast.
Yeah.
The Wizards have guys who can finish really good, said Igor. It's a pretty good environment for me to be myself and create and be the facilitator.
Mm, the demon. The demon at six. We're gonna make this happen.
I like him.
To call Will Dawkins.
I like him if you're committed to play him at point guard.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Which
today.
I thought they should
like
have done with Denny the whole time.
What do you do with Bub?
Bub's just a role player. Role player.
Bub's going to play 10 years in the league together somehow.
Just going to play 10
I like
years.
Bub at the, how about we play Igor at the two?
Okay, Cakes, what is Kyrie Irving?
Point guard.
What was he when he played with the Mavs?
Point guard.
No, he wasn't. You ever heard of Luka Doncic?
Hey, we're going to find a place for Igor and for Derrick Queen on this team. We're going to make this happen, Drab.
So you're an Igor guy.
I'm an Igor guy now.
I think you sold
me. You like the international players.
I'm out on Sheehan's big Duke Malachi guy, whatever his name was. Malooch.
Malooch. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about that dude.
Sheehan had me going for him for a little bit.
I'm smitten with Igor now. Yeah, Igor's now like my guy. Igor.
All I'm doing is just watching Igor Demon highlights.
The Alabama game, he had 15 points, 7 assists, a couple of steals.
He's just smooth.
Only one turnover.
You know what? I discovered Koulibaly and Demon.
Oh, you discovered him?
You discovered him?
I discovered him at BYU. Were you watching before he was at BYU?
I was hyping him up to you guys in October.
I don't remember
Demon?
That.
Demon?
I don't remember you.
I don't remember.
I don't remember you in the history of the show ever bringing up BYU
Igor
basketball.
Demon. No.
It's just an internal observation. I was watching BYU. I was like, oh, this Demon guy is pretty good. Now, it was during that NCAA tournament. Don't get me wrong. You think I was watching BYU Cougars hoops in freaking November or December?
No. I watched zero, but I'm watching him right now.
So you can claim discovery.
And Demon.
No.
Those are my guys.
I'm on Demon, though. Now I'm on him.
Now you're on him. Yeah. I was on him during the NCAA tournament.
I wasn't
tournament.
On him until about 9:26.
I'll be honest.
It can be the show's guy. We'll make them. Movement for him.
That's fine.
I'm a little soft on Devin personally. There's room on the bandwagon for everybody.
He's going to get stronger. He's only 19.
The shooting percentages get me nervous.
Dude, his fundamentals are perfect. His shooting number will go
not
up.
Not worried about it one bit.
He's got great fundamentals. There's no reason why he can't be a good shooter.
He had a stretch of the season where he shot 8% on three-pointers.
8%?
Yeah, well, that just murdered him. It murdered his percentage for the season. Outside of that, he shot 36%.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Dude, you look at his stroke is fine. It's awesome. There's no reason why he can't be a good shooter. And he could finish with I'm watching him finish with both hands at the rim all day.
If they say we're committed to playing him a point guard, I'm on board. I'm intrigued by tall
and a steal and a dunk.
Point guards.
Looks like freaking Karolinko there the way he
finished. Only thing he doesn't have going for him, he's not French. Will Dawkins loves drafting French dudes.
You know what? I saw some of the old head NBA guys on some of their podcasts. You know, all these guys now have podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, all these guys. I can't even keep track of them all. They're kind of, some of them are down on Cooper Flagg.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They like, first of all, they don't get sized for Dukies.
Okay. Because
the Dukies don't really do a lot at the next level.
Right.
And they're just saying they don't really see that much, like, greatness. Like, you know, he's good. But they don't see like the greatness everyone else sees.
I hope he scores 3 points a game because we're not drafting him.
Right.
He's going to score 3 points a game with dumb Dallas Mavericks.
Hey, right now, caller number 10 will hook you up with tickets to go see Old Glory DC. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to Old Glory Rugby Saturday, May 31st. It's Fan Appreciation Night with Old Glory DC Rugby. Their final home game of the season at Maryland Soccerplex. You can hang with me and Cakes. That's right. Two of the junkies catch some halftime shenanigans and cheer on Old Glory in their push for the playoffs. Get your discounted tickets now at oldglorydc.com. Promo code junkies, but caller number 10, you will get those tickets. Hey, bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lender.
I told Valdez I'm trying to get size for Queen. I watched 10 minutes of Igor Demin highlights.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. And now I'm on the 4 minute mark of the Queen highlights.
Okay.
You're already out.
I mean, he's all right. He just looks too slow.
I was telling you,
he shot 14% from threes.
We've got the NBA channel on in the background, and the Knicks highlights, you know, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals were on. And I was like, could Derek Queen fit on a squad that's running out? All right, Jalen Brunson at point, but they got OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. They just got fast players outside of Karl Anthony Towns, but he's 7 foot. So I don't know. The counter I would say is he was one of the best players in high school, one of the best players in college basketball, so maybe he'll figure it out on the next
level.
But
shed,
I don't see it.
He shed a bunch of weight between his high school year and when he went to College Park.
Right.
And maybe he realizes, hey, to fit in the modern NBA, I might need to lose another 10 to 15 pounds.
But they're
I
just
might need
fast.
To watch my nutrition
like,
a little bit.
You watch the Knicks, and like Josh Hart's out there rebounding, and I don't see him fitting in. And then you can go through other teams. Like I'm watching, you know, OKC, they're running out at his position, Chet Holmgren. Like, I'm sorry, it's just a different style player. And those guys also knock down threes, which he's not very good at.
And that's obviously something he'll need to improve.
I mean, everybody can improve on it. Freaking Manute Bol turned himself into a three-point shooter. He had the worst stroke in history. Anybody can improve on it.
The latest NBA draft.net has the Wiz taking Jeremiah Fears. I prefer Demon at 6. And it has Derek Queen falling to the Wizards at 18.
Yeah.
Could happen.
That'd be fun.
That would definitely be fun. That'd be great.
I would love to know. Can you text what's his name? The GM.
Will Dawkins?
Yes. Yeah, text Dawkins.
I don't
ask
have
him.
His number.
Draft probably has it.
Text him. Ask him what's the real scoop on Queen.
I'm sure he's going to tell us. Yeah.
Does it look like it translates?
Can't work up a lather for him.
I'm having a hard time. He's fine.
He might be an outlier, but
he just looks like a big bully.
The modern
he's got good
NBA.
Spin moves.
I'll take if he was 3 inches taller, I would love him. But he's not.
I mean, now you're getting greedy. He's 6'10. What more do you want from the kid?
6'10 is you know what 6'10 is in the league? It's McDaniels on Minnesota.
Standard.
It's guys who are fast,
right?
Can knock down threes, can defend. And I don't think he'd be able to do it.
I'm all in on Demin until you come up with a new guy. He's my new crush for today. As of 9:26 today, he's my new crush.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Michael in D.C. Michael, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm a first-time caller, but I've been watching y'all for a long time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, I listen to y'all every morning when I get up.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
So listen, I'm a little teed off with y'all right now.
All right, go ahead.
because y'all talking about Dirty Queen.
Yes.
So one thing about scouting players, you can't watch them from TV. You got to go see them live.
Right.
And you got to go see the speed, the agility, and all those things that you can't measure in person.
Right.
His foot speed is good. He moves his feet well in traffic. They switch pick and rolls in Maryland all the time.
Yeah.
He can defend on little guards when you switch off fairly well, just like Sarkat. We're talking about his percentage. Most young kids don't shoot well from the outside, especially when you're running a system in college and the game is different. His form is well. He can develop a shot. A lot of guys
came
into the pros and their percentages weren't well. But and so also another thing, you're talking about building a team.
Yeah.
You just don't throw someone in there. You have to have a philosophy.
Right.
And the philosophy that they're building, I was banging on the table for Bud Currington. They drafted him last year.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're building the team. You have to be long. You have to have space. And we don't have anyone down low who can score the ball in the paint. Sarr is never going to be someone who can score the basketball with his back to the basket. Mm-hmm. We need a bruiser inside. He's a young boy. He's only 19. Mm-hmm. He hasn't even got grown man strength yet. He's going to get stronger. He's going to mature. He fits into
well. The producer's
He's doing a good job.
You're winning them over. How about this? How about a compromise? We'll take him at 18 if he's still there.
He's not going to be there. And if we don't, there's going to be another player that we missed on, and we're going to pay for it down the line. I'm telling you, he fits in well what we're doing. You put him and Saw together, we can switch 1 through 5. Everyone can shoot the ball, and we also have an inside presence that when the game slows down, you can dump the ball inside. Because all that fast-paced stuff sounds good, but in the playoffs,
thank you, Michael. We're running up against the break. We appreciate
your Dairy Queen
propaganda.
Right now, caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with tickets to go see Metallica, M72 Tour, with special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
I'm a hard no at 6. A hard no.
Yeah, but I'm a big yes at 18.
Finley next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.